girl was going camping, and my dad and brother, and my dad played ball, and we'd go around to different communities, you know, the ball teams and that. But I don't know, we just, when we were dating, you dated the boys right there in town. As a rule, we had our own dances there, and I don't know, it just seemed like people were close. Now here, I very seldom have a neighbor come in and visit. Very seldom. And up in the mining camps, my goodness, I remember my mom would get up in the mornings and a lot of times run over to a neighbor's, you know, and sit and talk for a while, and neighbors would come in. And the same in the evening, people were visiting, but now I think all they do is sit and watch television. At least it's not like I remember. You can't change it, so.
What are some of the most memorable trips that you've been on? I know that you said that you've traveled throughout all the United States.
I think the Deep South was about one of the most impressive ones. Then I took one up through the New England states and up in as far as Halifax and New Brunswick and all up in there. Back down to Niagara Falls. It was real nice, but oh, I enjoyed that one in the Deep South.
Have you been on a church history tour and seen all the things?
We went to the Hill Corps. I've been back there twice, and in all that area twice.
So you got to see the pageant?
We didn't make the pageant.
Oh.
You know, when you go on a tour, it wasn't just a church tour, but I went on tours, both of them, that we did go there and spend time.
Have you been to the Manti pageant often?
Oh, a lot of times.
That is impressive.
It was. And then I got to go to the dedication of the Manti temple.
Oh.
They remodeled it. That was real nice. We have a bus that goes from here. Where they take one of the big buses. And the third Wednesday of every month, they go over to the Manti temple.
Oh, how nice.
It is. It's a nice trip.
And Manti, that'd be only about an hour from here?
It's about 2 hours.
2 hours,
it's really? About the same distance as Salt Lake.
Oh, goodness.
Provo's much closer, but
yeah.
The Manti Temple is our temple.
Hmm.
I like to go to Provo. It's so relaxing. But I don't go there very much anymore. However, they told me I should go. My home teacher the other night, they changed things in the temple a little bit. And I mentioned it, and he said, well, you should go this see the film at the Provo Temple, because he says then you can see the difference much, catch on a lot quicker. But when I was a little girl, we played house. You know, I very seldom see my little granddaughters play house.
Really?
They don't have, they play house in a way, but we had table and chairs and cupboards, and we just play house for days. Same playhouse.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe that. That was one of my favorite games.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved to play house. Some of the homes, this home here, I lived on the front row at one time, and this home was on the second row in town. They had a real high front porch. Out here it would be, but anyway, we'd get burlap sacks and pin them together and close that front porch in and play house under there.
Oh, how cute.
It was fun. Then I'd go down to the store, and they decorated the store windows with crepe paper. And I'd keep going down to Mr. Pond's and want to know when he's going to change the windows. And he'd give me the crepe paper, and we'd make costumes and put shows on. And seems like we made our fun then, and now they don't do it like they did. But we'd sell tickets for a penny, I remember, to our shows. Now I couldn't get up and act in front of anyone for love or money.